I'll be honest with you. It would be the most hypocritical thing to come out of this whole deal, is if they tried to jam that down our throats. And watch these people, even with masks on, in the middle of January in our nation's capital. That, to me, would be heartless. Stick around. I promise I was going to let you hear from Trey Gowdy. I will, coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, busy, busy day. Do expect some delays in North Las Vegas on Interstate 15 northbound at Cary. Those lane restrictions through there are going to be slowing things down for quite some time, so you definitely want to go. Going to give yourself some extra time to work through there. Also 15 south at Alexander. Also do look for some heavy volumes on the 95 southbound at Cheyenne. Also 95 eastbound at Torrey Pines as you try to work your way into the spaghetti bowl there. Also, lane restrictions 15 north at Lamb. That's slowing things down as well. And you're really slow, Interstate 15 northbound. That is a Cheyenne.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders have been fined $500,000, $500,000, and they have been stripped of a sixth-round pick in the 2021 draft. And then head coach John Gruden, he has been fined an additional $150,000. The NFL says these fines are for what they refer to as a, quote, brazen and repeated violations of COVID-19 protocols, unquote. This is not just not wearing masks. Trent Brown, for example, did not wear his contact tracer when he was at the team facility. Raiders are going to visit the Chargers coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straight talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have been wrestling throughout the afternoon with this whole issue. I've had a lot of folks on social media suggesting, and these are from conservative and Republicans and friends, that we give up the fight, that we essentially throw in the towel, live to fight another day. And basically, I refuse to do that. I'm not conditioned to do that. I'm not conditioned to walk away from a fight. I'm sorry, but I'm just not. This is a fight worth fighting for. When you're talking about cheating, I mean, some of the things that we're hearing out there, 10,000 illegal votes being cast right here in Nevada. I mean, this is something. The problem is doing it after the fact, making the accusations after the fact, makes it difficult. Because, again, you got to go before a judge. You got to present evidence. That's what you need. And so far, the Trump campaign has not been able to do that. Now, what I would love to see, and I hope we do see it, I hope we end up with a smoking gun. Either Project Veritas or James O'Keefe's group or others like that, that could come forward with videotape similar to what we saw with the Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah. We're selling body parts. Can I have more wine, please? Thank you. A little more cheese? Thank you. It's just incredible. It's incredible what's going on. And until we have a smoking gun, they're going to keep doing this stuff. They've gotten away from... In Philadelphia, they've been doing this for decades. They've perfected the art of stealing elections. And that's why for, what, 50, 60 years, Philadelphia has been Democrat. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's actually true. It makes no sense at all. By the way, this hour brought to you by our friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you, and they'll do it for free. They won't charge you a dime. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. I promise I'll let you hear from Trey Gowdy. And Trey Gowdy, former congressman, House Oversight Committee, former federal prosecutor, and he was on with Harris Faulkner this morning, criticizing Nevada for slow processing. I want you to listen to this. This is Trey Gowdy, cut number three. Go.
So let's start with the Republican lawyers on the side of the Trump campaign and their legal proceedings. A judge seated now and the DNC saying, no, we're pushing back. What does all of it mean? What are we looking at?
Part of that's just process. I mean, whether the judge allows the DNC to participate or not, I don't know that that's going to change his analysis. With every one of these states, Harris, the question is, are your state laws constitutional? And if the answer is yes, are they being applied, and are they being applied equally? I think the issue in Nevada is whether or not persons who no longer live in a county were allowed to cast a vote. So that's an easy thing to determine. It just hasn't been determined yet, and unfortunately, it's going to require a court to do so.
So when you look at just, and we're going to move on because I want to get to Pennsylvania, but when you look at Nevada and the situation of them, you know, it's taken them a little bit of time, but they're according to Joe Gloria, they're working their way through it. So he says November 12th will be a date that we should know something. They're still getting stuff together over the weekend. When you say constitutional, can you talk to me about the Constitution and what it says? Does it say anything about the time you take, or what does that look like?
No, I mean, our forefathers thought it was best to leave it up to the states to kind of set the election rules. So I think it's wildly irresponsible, Harris, for any state to allow the nation to be on edge, I mean, uncertainty breeds distrust. So it is irresponsible for a state to say, we're going to take your ballot for 10 days, but it's not necessarily unconstitutional. I mean, think about it for a second, Harris. This country can split atoms. We can liberate continents and we can cure diseases, but Nevada can't count votes before the Friday after a presidential election. So what's legal and what's responsible? I mean, you mentioned Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania General Assembly, their state legislature, they knew Election Day was coming 150 years ago. That's when we decided that the first Tuesday in November would be Election Day, and they knew we were in the throes of a pandemic, and they decided not to allow votes received after Election Day. That's what the General Assembly, the legislature in Pennsylvania, decided. And then a Supreme Court decided, no, I think we're going to give them 3 days. But if you can give them three, you can give them seven. And then you can give them 12. And then all of a sudden, you're into December, and you have no idea where those electoral votes are going. So there's a difference between unlawful and irresponsible. Irresponsible, the voters have to do something about that. Unlawful is why we have courts.
He's right. No, he is. When we come back, Joe Gloria held a news conference earlier today, what we learned is we're going to learn more this afternoon, and then we'll learn more tomorrow. And we still don't know. And by the way, they have till the 10th to get the votes in. This we knew this was going to be screwed up. I just don't think a lot of folks realize how much. The president knew. The president understood. The vice president did. He came on this show and knew exactly that these mail-in ballots were going to be a problem. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. By the way, one of the things we're going to do in our next segment is I want to go to you. We're trying to wrestle with the idea of how we go about extricating ourselves from this. And do we need to keep fighting? I contend that we need to keep fighting till every legal vote is counted, period. What do you think? Is it worth fighting for? 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn, just in time for the holidays. Send a great tasting gift to friends, family, or business contacts. Personalize with a family picture or corporate logo. Take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's KevinWall2020. Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. I want you to hear Joe Gloria. We were all worried. We were all worried that the mail-in ballot stuff was going to get stuck in the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service pipes. At least so far, it doesn't look like it's run that badly. Do we still have ballots that are unclaimed, that are laying in the street, that are laying in apartment complexes? Yeah. And some of those may have been used for nefarious purposes. But by and large, at least nationally, what we're hearing is that it's not that big a deal. Now, Joe Gloria, in his news conference today, gave, and this is cut number six, gave USPS, the U.S. Postal Service, high marks for the mail-in ballots. That part, it looks like, worked out okay here.
It's looking pretty clear that the number of ballots is going to continue to go down. However, I wanted to ensure the general public, we have been working very close with our regional supervisor at the U.S. Postal Service, and they're doing an excellent job of reviewing all of the post stations here in Clark County. In fact, they have them sweeping regularly, more than once on a daily basis, and if they identify anything that needs to be delivered to the office, they get it to our office within 3 to 4 hours. It doesn't even go to the process of having it set up for us to pick up. They're physically delivering those. So we appreciate their effort. They're making sure, just as we are, that we're counting every ballot that's eligible to be counted. So our thanks to the U.S. Postal Service locally. The cure process is another group of ballots that we need to process. They have until Thursday, the 12th of November, to cure that. My staff will not leave this facility until we've counted all of those ballots that have been identified as curable. AB4 was very clear in the legislative special session that we have to have all ballots counted by November 12th.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. One of the things we're going to do in our 5 o'clock hour, by the way, Joe Biden wants to speak to the nation, and is going to do so at 5 o'clock. So we will be monitoring that situation. Also, Jim Marchant, Stephen Horsford has been named the winner in the CD4 race, and they've already done it by AP. I don't know that there's been a phone call from Jim Marchant to Stephen Horsford. Don't know. But hopefully we'll be able to get some clarity on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, one of the things we're going to do is I want you to hear from Newt Gingrich, because Newt Gingrich is one of the smartest guys out there, and he's been keeping track of some of the fishy stuff that's been going on across the country, not just in Georgia or not just in Nevada, but across the country. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We're going to take the break just slightly early on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. In 1968, the world got the Hong Kong flu. It was very similar to the COVID-19. A lot of people got sick. Some of them died. Mostly the older and less healthy. But the media were so focused on Vietnam that the Hong Kong flu didn't get a lot of press. No industries were destroyed. Life went on. So in the history of 1968, the Hong Kong flu is only a footnote. 2020 will be recorded in history as the year COVID-19 created a pandemic from which media and government created a worldwide economic disaster. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALD.com, 369-1321, QHALD.com, 369-1321.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Should we stay in the fight? That's what we're trying to figure out. I've had some correspondence from folks, texts, social media, saying no, let's live to fight another day. Let's save the nation from this. But I guarantee you, if the shoe were on the other foot, the Democrats would be doing this too. Andrew, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Kevin Wall, first time caller.
Can you speak in the phone? Get off your speakerphone.
Yes, let me do that.
Yeah, because I can barely hear you.
Okay.
That darn darn Bluetooth just never works. Yeah, I know. Oh, there you go.
So, first time caller, I wanted to tell my story about my voting experience here in Nevada. I'm a long-term resident, over 40 years, and I voted in person early. Everything went smooth. However, in my mailbox, I was delivered extra ballot, and it wasn't to me. It was to a person, a lady's name. So I called my landlord. I've lived there for 3 years. And I said, you know, I received this extra ballot for Miss Martinez. Do you know this person? Maybe it was a previous tenant. She said, no, I've never heard of that person. And I live in Unit 101, and this one was addressed to 707. And I said, oh, well, maybe it was just they thought it looked like a 101. However, Unit 707 does not exist. So according to my landlord, she's like, I have no idea who this person is, and that unit physically doesn't exist. There's only units 1 through 104 and 2 through 204. So this was I did email Carson City, and then I did turn it in to an election official at the place I voted so it would get into the proper channels. But that's like having live ammunition laying around that you know, I did the right thing with it. Anybody could have filled it out and just thrown it in the mailbox. And so there's a lot of error that potentially could be at play. I believe we should stay in the fight. I think this one's too important to let go. If we're beat fair and square, then it is what it is.
And you know what? I think that's most of what the president's supporters would say. And if the roles were reversed, it would be totally different. It would be, they stole the election. They stole the election. They're illegitimate.
Exactly.
I mean, it would be, you know, like watching this summer all over again after May 25th. I mean, it really would. And there'd be rioting in the streets. We don't riot in the streets, at least last time I checked.
No, it's a more civilized approach.
There you go.
And the... I talked to my dad, and my dad's still alive, and he voted the opposite direction I did. And I said, Dad, I said, you know, you're anti-abortion, you're pro-gun, you're a gun carrier, you're pro-police. Why did you vote against Donald Trump? And he said, I can't stand him. And no. I was like, wow, you threw out your principles, three huge principles, to vote on a personality that you just loathe somebody so bad because you think he's this way or that way. So I was like, that's pretty shocking to me. And this is my own dad, right?
Man, that's a sad but true. Hey, I got to run. Andrew, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And have a great weekend. That's Andrew. And you heard his story. How many more Martinez's are there out there? I'm convinced this idea of sending to all active registered voters, that includes a lot of people have not been purged. I know they always say, well, we purged 60,000 people, but the fact is that there are tons of people that are still on the rolls that don't deserve to be there. Stick around. Coming up, Joe Biden's going to speak to the nation. This sounds official. This sounds like a president-elect message from the president-elect. We'll get to that. Also, Jim Marchant, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. Does he still have a shot at it? AP has called the race for Stephen Horsford. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey,
Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as